This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to tell you, I appreciate the support I see on social media and text messages about Seltzer's poorly worded question during Pizza Heaven.
What social media are you seeing? Because 95% of the tweets we've gotten have been supporting me.
How about
me?
This guy, Ray?
You found one tweet? Good for you, buddy.
We got our guy, Faux Dutch. We haven't talked to Faux Dutch in years.
You found the one tweet.
Now, here's what he said. He said, I hate to say it, but Joe DeCamera's right. The question posed asks which Phillies player is the longest tenured major leaguer, implying one has more than any major leaguer. The proper phrasing would be of Phillies players, which has the most major league tenure.
Go ahead, Devin.
Counterpoint here. What did James say the topic was? What Phillies players?
Current Phillies players.
Okay.
Yeah. Also,
so the subject is current Phillies players.
Yes. Another great point, Devin. If you just want to go to social media, though, Jason, question was worded correctly, and I got it correct. We have debate about the question made me want to pull out my hair. James Seltzer, you are absolutely right. The question was fine. It was also really easy. Hollow victory for the hammer. That's from Dan. Do you want me to keep going?
Okay. That's pretty good.
Oh, how about Bob? That question was worded perfectly. How about Mike Miller? DeCamera is so annoying. Always thinks he was correct. The question was about tenure was clear. Joe is just salty. Do you want me to keep going on the social media response, or are we good?
Yeah, I think we're good. All right, 215-592-9494. So a lot of reaction today to day one for the Phils. Devin was there. Devin, what else hit you from the ballpark? What was your biggest takeaway?
So my biggest takeaway was that despite understandable negativity and doubts, especially from the Phillies fan base and media, this is still a very good baseball team, maybe even a great baseball team. And I think yesterday, if you're going to, take good and bad away from one game, that game really had it all. For two-thirds of the game, it was, all right, same old. This is the same lineup, not the same lineup, but same plate approach as we saw, frustrating plate approach that we saw, that ended their season when they faced the Mets in the postseason. And they still found a way to bounce back and win, and not just win by one run, but win 7-3 in extra innings. So I feel like there's a lot of optimistic. I feel optimistic and hopeful with what I saw yesterday.
John, what
and
you?
I know that a lot of people don't, and I understand that.
Yeah,
I know. It was frustrating to watch them strike out 19 times.
For 2 hours, it was frustrating.
But they still won. And they put up over four runs. I'm hopeful.
John, what hits you the most?
I think there's relief that Alec Bohm was able to come through the way Alec Bohm came through. Mm-hmm. And it's right out of the gate. I think that's big for his confidence. I think that's big for the clubhouse's confidence in Alec Bohm. And Bryce talked about it after the game. Hey, it's real. We all know that he was on the trading block, but we, meaning the old guys, the old heads, we love that kid. We're behind him. We support him. Mm-hmm. He's feeling a certain way, and we know Alec Bohm can get wonky when he feels a certain way. It's a great start to the season, a stable, strong start for Alec Bohm, and that only bodes well for this team as a whole because, man, he is special as an offensive player. His ability to just get a bat on the ball.
Well, he had to hit the right
remarkable.
Field also. You know?
Yeah.
He's good with those.
He's going to reward this team if we can just keep him in the right mindset. And I think last night went a long way.
Speaking of mindset, something interesting Bryce Harper actually said before the game. He said, what we're telling the younger guys, which, again, it feels ridiculous to call them younger guys because, like, Alec Bohm is not, like, the
29 or whatever.
Years old, but still, I guess, compared to, the guys who've been, like, longest tenured Philly, Bryce Harper. But to compare to Bryce Harper, JT, Kyle Schwarber, he said, we just want those guys, as in the young guys, Alec Bohm, to have fun. We told them that we will have all the pressure on us, on our shoulders. They just need to go out there and have fun and loosen up. So I think that's kind of – and Bryce Harper, we know, can perform under pressure. So that doesn't worry me. Maybe when it comes to, like, Trey Turner, that's a little bit of a worrisome sentiment. But I think that's really important when it comes to Alec Bohm because he wasn't having fun out there at the end of the season last year.
Right. And I think it's nice that Bryce did that, and I think it's – partially true, but not totally true.
It's not true at all, but I appreciate
it.
I think it's good leadership, but, like, the pressure is the pressure. If they come up in a big spot and don't come through, it's going to be on them.
But I think it's a good message to get to the dudes.
It's leadership.
Look, this may be the most ridiculously simplistic main reaction from yesterday, because we all knew it to be true before yesterday, but I'll say it again. Bryce Harper and Zach Wheeler are really good. I mean, they're really great. All right, there's a lot from yesterday to react to. Let's go to the phone. Scott and King of Prussia. What's going on, Scott?
Greetings, team. Good morning. I'll try to be
Scott.
Quick. I ride 100% with Seltzer on the wording of the question. Devin hit it spot on. That was my main point. He started the questions with all our current Phillies. I mean, that was 100% clear. Secondly, I can't stand Stephen A. or LeBron James. I'd love to see the two of them get in a ring and have a pay-per-view, celebrity box match.
Well, that went last long.
And, oh, I know. Well, yeah, I actually posed the question to AI, and that's exactly what AI said, that it would be over pretty quick. And then lastly, with the Phillies lineup, I would love to see just leave it alone for a month. Leave Turner at the top, Harper, Bohm, and Schwarber, and don't change that four out for, like, 2 months. Yesterday, watching the game, having Schwarber in the four hole brought Bohm a clear fastball in a situation where he wouldn't have gotten it last year. So I'd like to see those four just leave alone. I think it can work. I think juggling it back and forth because the analysts suggest it is a mistake. And then lastly, my answer to your question is Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise, a good answer. Scott, really good call right there. Let's talk to Ken and Cinnaminson. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, French. How are you today?
Great, Ken.
So, Joe, it's clear the question was, which Philly has been in the major leagues the longest? I mean, I don't know how we're even debating this.
Well, I think there was an implication, at least as I heard it and some others, that he was saying who's got the longest tenure in all of Major League Baseball. That's how I heard it.
Well, what I heard and what I think everybody that I know in life heard was which Philly's been in the major leagues longest. So,
well, it is notable that the other guy, Andy from Deptford, also is confused. I mean, for what it's worth, I wasn't the only one.
Oh, you're siding with Andy now? This is convenient. That's good.
So that your defense is I'm no better than Andy from Deptford?
Well, okay, I'm better. I'm better. It's just he was,
You go with that. Listen, on yesterday, I texted Justin Jerry Hill after Bryce Harper and Alec Bohm swung at the first pitch they saw of the season in successive at-bats, and he texted me back and said he would have been disappointed if I had not texted him in that moment. So, but it was all tongue-in-cheek. I think the shadows were huge. I mean, it's hard enough to hit major league pitching anyway. If you can't see what you're swinging at, then I don't know what you expect.
Especially, Ken, with how definitive Bohm was with what he said right after the game. It's clear-cut.
There were 33 strikeouts in the game. The Nationals struck out 14 times, too. Now, that should not be the bar we're trying to clear is, the Washington Nationals. But to minimize it, to say it had nothing to do with it, I think it's a fallacy. So,
I'm going to be interested to see the poll result there. All right, Ken, we got to get to drop of the week. It's a big one, Seltzer tells me. Give me an answer for a great movie duo.
Well, it's really the only reason I called because I can't believe it's 9:09 and nobody has said Riggs and Murtaugh yet.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I cannot believe we went that long in the show.
I almost pulled it off.
Yeah, I thought it would be one of the first couple answers we got.
I mean, there's so many, though. I mean, that's a great one, but there's so many.
There are so many.
All right, Drop of the Week is brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. Let's crank it up with the Drop of the Week.
Hallelujah.
It's the Drop.
Krzyzewski.
Of the Week.
Yeah, whoa, did it fall?
James tells us this is a really good Drop of the Week. It involves a couple weeks' worth of stuff because we didn't do this last Friday. James, how good is it?
It's robust this week. I'm excited about Drop of the Week. I had trouble editing it down so that we could fit it in the segment. So let's dive in. Okay. Joe, we did, just so you know and so people know why this drop isn't here, we did do a very modified Drop of the Week last week.
Oh.
As it was right after Wechter's last day. We just gave the win to this. So I'll play it again so people know why it's not here. This was last week's winner by itself.
But he, you know, talking about me and making me a center of attention is pretty overwhelming for me.
I mean, you deserve it.
I'm behind the scenes. Oh, that's where I lived, and now I realize how easy this job is on this side.
So I figured last week we'd just give the win to Wechter for a great line. So that will not be in here this week, but a great line from Joe Wechter. So let's dive in. It is 2 weeks. It's a lot of stuff. Let's get to it. Joe, you said this.
Give me more nudity.
Oh, yeah.
That is just by itself
unbelievable.
Strong.
Give me more nudity!
And also feels very appropriate. I mean, it feels like on brand.
That's so versatile.
Yeah, it's very
you can
good.
Use that anywhere.
Yeah. All right, let's keep it rolling. The beginning. The thing that set it off. Joe versus Jack. The bout that we're all waiting for. This was kind of where it started, Joe. You taking some shots at Fritzy.
So you're a better athlete than Jack?
Well, the point is he was the one that had the ball and had the choice of where to throw it, and he didn't throw a strike, and I got on base. That's his fault.
So you're a better athlete.
Do I think I'm a better athlete than Jack Fritz? Yes.
I'm just going to send that audio to Jack.
There's no question.
Yep.
Coming in hot. You were not messing around from the jump.
No. Correct.
This is preposterous.
We'll find out. It's so preposterous.
Well,
so here,
think about what we're saying. Think about what Joe is saying.
Okay, we'll find out.
Am I a better athlete than Jack? Yes. So definitive. I love it. So this is the only thing that'll be out of chronological order within the 2 weeks. I just figured I'd put a response from Jack. We've had a few, but recently this week, Joe, Jack has had enough.
The camera is not only said he's a better athlete than Fritz and not only is willing to compete, but every day takes another shot at you.
Well, and brought on Ike today. To take shots. Ike wasn't taking shots, but he wants to talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to crush this little worm.
No, yeah. So I decided today it's no longer a radio bit. It's now gotten personal. I'm going to kill him.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Not flummoxed.
I believe the phrase is poke the bear, I think.
That might be a threat.
If Jack tries hard and trains, does that make you feel worried?
Well, here's the problem with your analogy, James, of poking the bear. In order to poke the bear, the bear has to be a bear.
I thought about it when I said
it. I mean, Jack Fritz? I mean,
he's more like a koala bear, right? I mean, like, so adorable and cute.
I don't know. There's a soft underbelly in there. I mean, I don't know.
All right, this is great. Let's keep it rolling here,
Jeff. Animal would you compare yourself to if he's not the bear?
I got to think about that. That's a good question. I'll think.
Joe, we'll go from ripping you to giving you a touch of credit here.
Okay.
I'll start by saying you're the worst at impressions, but you gave us a pretty decent one. We're going to do a little side-by-side here. Here's Doc Rivers saying he's a treasure about Ben Simmons.
He's a treasure.
Okay, so we got that. Joe, here was you. Take a little shot at it.
Doc Rivers.
Treasure him.
Pretty good, man.
Wow.
Ready? I'll do one more time.
He's a treasure.
Doc Rivers.
Treasure him.
Right?
Very good.
Way to go,
that's
Joe.
That's really great.
Really good, man.
You know what? I think that example of Doc saying treasure him isn't as good as what, like,
I think
he has said it so much more like Joe said it.
I did a better Doc than Doc.
I think you sound more like Doc than Doc.
Thank you.
Good job.
I'm proud of myself.
That's your best impression ever.
Well, I've only had two good ones. That was that and something else.
Throw the towel.
I think they're both recent. Like, you've gotten better.
Thank you. Thank
it's unbelievable.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You're taking more pride in your impressions lately.
Just luck.
Practicing.
I locked into it.
All right, let's get to Wachter's final day. Obviously, a huge show. I could have played 15 cuts from it. I'm going to pick two. I'm going to pick one funny and one wholesome. Let's start with Al Morgani and how much he misses these hours.
Al, do you miss the morning show?
No.
Take all the time you need.
Think that through, Al.
No, I don't miss it at all. My life is awesome.
That's great.
Thanks, Al.
That's great.
That's great. All right, now to the poignant, the wholesome. This is just a piece of about a minute and a half or so, but I thought Ava's tribute to Wachter was really special. So here's the little end of what Ava had to say.
You deserve to have the best summer of Joe. I want you frolicking around the streets, not worrying about a thing, having a great time, because no one has worked harder than Joe Wachter. Joe Wachter, man, he was in at three naps rarely. Like, this guy is just the man. And I'm beyond thankful that this job brought us together.
I love you. There are tears there.
My family loves the Wachters.
That's nice.
Right.
Aww. That's nice.
Right. Yeah,
that's
it was really nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
All right, now let's go from that to a completely inappropriate
thing. By the way, that's so sweet. John Ritchie has never said those words. Oh, that's so sweet. I agree with you, Devin, but I'm just saying that's not the way Ritchie talks.
You don't like? You don't get sentimental?
I've said those
Ritchie gets
words.
Sentimental.
Yeah, he does, right?
This is really...
You heard it? It happens.
I'm working on it.
All right, now this is one. When Ike was on, Ritchie, you definitely didn't mean to say it this way. But you definitely said it, and I caught it. Here's what happened.
He said Jack is soft, and that implies he is harder than Jack.
Yeah.
There is that implication there.
I'm gonna tell you this right now.
Yes, sir.
Jack will listen back to this, and he's pulling that cut of what you just said.
100%. He's probably listening right now.
What Richie just said, I guarantee you that will be on our chalkboard with what you just said. I can't even repeat what you just said.
Here, I'll repeat it for those who weren't paying close attention.
He right. said Jack is soft, and that implies he is harder than Jack.
Oh, boy.
No.
Oh, boy. No. What's going on here? That's the inadvertent variety.
Oh, it is.
All right.
Pretty good, though.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's keep it going. Joe, I thought this was pretty good. It's not the first time you freaked out about NBA guys not playing, but you freaked out.
If I'm the NBA owners, no more guaranteed contracts. And I will collude, and I will accept a collusion charge, and I will pay the fine, but I will have players play! You have to play to get paid! I give you a 5-year deal. If your ass plays 42 games, guess what? You don't get the deal the next year. Out! 1 year out! Non-guaranteed! Get your ass out!
Preach, honestly. Preach.
Seriously.
Seriously, preach.
It's so bad. And by the way, anybody that's doing fantasy basketball right now, coming down the stretch of a season, which, you know, there's thousands of people in the Delaware Valley, it is a wasteland of who you have to go to try to get your games in. I mean, because you have all these regular... Like, I have Lauri Markkanen. He never plays. He never plays. Mm. Now it's an illness. It's always Bradley Beal.
Yeah, he's got never want to play itis.
He never plays.
Hey, that play drop, screaming play, that really is... That's a versatile drop, too.
Thank you. That's a wonderful...
Yeah, that right there... As well as, what was the one earlier? There was another great
play!
The nudity.
Give me more nudity!
Both of those. Just plop them in anywhere, and they're so appropriate and inappropriate at the same time.
Really good stuff.
Love them.
All right, we got three more to get to. Sometimes you know before drop of the week what's winning. That's this. This is winning. Here's Ron from Monca.
They have zero shot at even getting to the World Series. They're probably not even going to get into the playoffs.
What a breath of fresh air Ron is today.
Well, I want it on the record.
You're on the record. All right, give me a four because I really got to move on.
Okay. All right, buddy. How about foreskin?
I can't stop laughing every time I hear it.
It's
so casually like, oh, all right.
Yeah, like, oh, okay.
Sure, no problem. I gotcha.
Naturally.
Foreskin.
So ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing. As good as that was, Jason Kelsey's reaction to it is maybe just as good. Here's Kelsey's reaction to hearing that.
Foreskin.
Absolutely nailed it.
It doesn't even sound like he had it planned. Like, just like, was like, how about that?
It's like the word that just came out.
Nailed it.
Like, Kelsey was dying laughing.
He was dying.
He loved it.
Well, that's his kind of humor. You know?
It's right up his alley.
It
yeah,
really
it was
is.
Good. All right, and then one last one. Related to that, Joe, you had a pretty good line related to Ron.
Congrats, Ron. You stunned the
Unprecedented.
World.
Unprecedented.
You pulled it off with foreskin. All right.
And he won.
Yeah, yeah.
As he should.
I think we got to give it to Ron,
it's
right?
It's Ron. You pulled it off. It's really good there, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, Ron's got a shot for drop of the year. It's
without
an early
a
contender.
Doubt. Without
but
a doubt.
But is it a versatile drop? No.
No, but it's just
top
hilarious.
Not to be versatile
yeah.
For, you know, drop of the year.
Do you think that you'll be trying to squeeze that in there?
Should I just play the one line that, you know?
Come on, man. Just, come on. All right, congratulations to Ron with the foreskin answer. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494 as we broadcast from Borgata. Unbelievable. Let's go to Anthony right now in New Jersey. Anthony, how are you, pal?
How you doing, hard head, soft hiney, the camera? How you doing?
Well, I was going to say a
Boy, that's
retort, but I decided not to.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah, that was a little risky some, right there.
Man, landmines in there with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot.
Let's just keep Drop of the Week going. What do we think?
Yeah, bear in mind what we were just doing.
Whew.
Hey, man, I called in, man. I got to rebut what the caller said about LeBron, man. Like, let's be for real here, man. LeBron, he had started this thing to the next level because he went on Pat McCaffrey's show and said that he will put his hands on Stephen A. first.
I don't remember hearing that. I don't think he said that.
No. Yes, you could go back. You could look whenever you have time.
I don't remember that. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
I didn't hear it, but
yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, that's when Stephen A. replied, "Oh, if he would have put his hands on me, that's what he would have returned, and he would have, you know."
Well, we'll look into that, Anthony. If LeBron took it there first than he did, I don't know that, but I hear you.
Yeah. More of the story is I'm team Stephen A. man, because LeBron, he got to stop acting like that. You know, he didn't do what he did.
It's so, like right. It's like, you know, a diva. Not act like you're a diva. Like, you're a diva.
The thing is, he has never been
a diva.
Yeah, he's a diva.
He's never been unaccountable like this in the past. Aside from the decision thing that got way out of hand.
Yeah.
He's been the stand-up guy since he was, you know, like
in some
15.
But John, in some ways, in many ways, he's not.
Well,
he's not. Yeah.
In the grand scheme, the lights are brightest, he has stood up and done the right thing.
In a lot of ways, but other ways, like
and I also think passed the
this
ball,
is such
too.
A departure.
He's a pain in the ass behind the scenes in certain ways.
Well, that's what we hear for sure. Yeah.
He got upset because Pat Riley took his cookies away.
Right.
Now that's ridiculous. For first of all, Pat Riley to take his cookies away, but that's when he wanted to leave Miami.
Yeah, that was the report that. The way Riley was, but like, I mean, Riley had a purpose, whether you like it or not, there was a purpose, and LeBron didn't want to be treated that way. So
LeBron didn't like being told
you should keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. I mean, look, some of this is like Brady and Belichick, although I don't think quite as hardcore, but I mean, Brady got tired of the Belichick thing. I mean, he did. We know that. Anyway, Anthony, give me an answer, man. A great movie duo.
Before that, hey, Joe, man, I need you to do me a favor, man.
Sure.
I need you to take this serious, man, with Jack Fritz. Take it serious.
I know.
We need more than 20 push-ups, man, because
I
cannot wait for you to strut around, you know, in glory and victory.
Oh,
after
wow.
You beat that sucker, Jack Fritz.
Wow. He's on your side, Jack.
Thank you.
Joe, we
You're
got
serious?
One.
Thank you, buddy.
Rhea and Anthony.
I'm on your side.
That's the Joe team.
My answer is Starkey and Hutch.
You got it, pal. Anthony, what a great phone call. Start to finish.
Wow.
Love it.
I wonder why you liked it so much.
So misguided.
Well,
wow.
It would really be bad for Fritz if I win, right?
Like, I will say, to his point, you will strut if you win.
Yeah. I mean, Ike and Spike would really that they wins. Would really never let Jack.
Oh, for the rest of his life. For the rest of his life, they would. They might even incorporate it in the name of the show, like just Spike, Ike, and the guy who lost it.
How about this for a bet? Ike's name, excuse me, Jack's name has to come out of the show if he loses.
What are you doing? You keep coming up with ideas for Jack and what he has to do. Yeah. What about you if you lose?
I mean, there's not much I have to do because no one thinks I'm going to win, so you can't, lay it out there.
I don't think it works that way, though. Yeah, I mean, you still need to face consequences.
I'm writing that one down. So we have two suggestions of what Jack will have to do if I win. One is he has to wear my uniform.
We need to come up with something
equally. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, Jack has to wear my uniform for every playoff game if I win.
The uniform is good.
That's pretty good. That's and the good. Other is his name comes out of the
I
show.
I think that's fantastic.
Because, you know, that would really hurt his soul.
Does Jack still have a Millersville uniform?
Bloomsburg?
Oh, I don't
Bloomsburg?
Know.
Why did I say
your Jack Fritz knowledge
Jack,
is lacking here.
I'm so sorry. Not a
Well,
Fritzman.
Those D7s, you get them confused, you know?
Well, my point is, if he
that
still,
ain't right.
if
that
he
ain't
still
right.
has his uniform.
No offense to everyone at Bloomsburg or Millersville. That was only about
all right,
Jack
we got
Fritz.
Our first engines of drop D7. Of the week next week now.
You know,
am I wrong in saying like they're like
college athletes
yeah, they're interchangeable.
Put so much time and effort in at Division
Sorry
III.
To everyone who went to those schools.
There's a lot of work and time and love and devotion that goes into year-round practicing
I'm gonna
for
give
these
you...
sports at Division III colleges.
Sure.
And you look down your nose at that, having been a middle school athlete.
Well, Bryce Harper sure is one. He's a superstar.
None of these Beatles could read music.
Yeah, that's pretty... remarkable.
But George Harrison played 26 instruments.
Pretty remarkable. All right, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet as we broadcast today on this Friday morning from Borgata. Final weekend of the month of March. And Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevy. Spring into adventure in a new Armin Chevrolet, available 2.9% financing for 72 months on new Silverados. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. All right, poll questions. You just heard Regan the update there playing the Alec Boehm audio from after the game. Our question today was, do you give the Phillies hitters a pass for all the strikeouts yesterday due to the shadows? John, how do you think people voted, yes or no on this one?
I don't have a good feel for this at all. I do give them some benefit of the doubt here. I don't think they were going up there after an entire offseason of talking about having a better approach and going up there and swinging wildly. I don't think that was what they were intending. I'm going to say this is close to a 50-50 banger, but that... because it's the opening day, people are going to give them a little more benefit of the doubt. So 55% believe positively.
So 48% give them the benefit of the doubt and say
nice job reading
yes.
the poll, though,
yes.
being 50-50. Yeah, yeah.
I will tell you, had the Phillies not come back and won, though, this would be like 80-20.
Oh, at least, John.
No doubt. No doubt.
Well, but part of it is when the shadows went away, they did hit. And
yeah, they put
actually,
up seven runs.
It actually lends itself to the shadows.
But it also effect. Coincided with Mackenzie Gore.
You're right,
out
being
game.
Out of the game. So it's a little complicated. But, all right, second poll question. Whose side do you support more in the LeBron-Stephen A. feud? John, we have three choices here. LeBron, Stephen A., neither.
Yeah. I'm going to say Stephen A. wins this one.
He does not.
Wow.
Neither wins the poll at 48%. Stephen A., 38%. And LeBron, 14%. We'll see if it spills into the weekend and into next week. We shall see. All right. So let me give you a quick story. Bloomsburg and Millersville. So, John, you and James, I think, may have heard this story before. Maybe. I think I said it on the show once before. I'm not quite sure. I think I did. Devin and Ree, I don't think you guys have ever heard this. True story. Cousin of mine. Now, I will leave her name out because, you know, I got love.
Cousin you went to the prom with?
The cousin whose friend.
Good question, Devin.
It is not
Thank
that.
You.
It is not that. I have many, many, many cousins. Many
okay.
cousins. It's right. not that cousin, though.
Different cousin.
But I can't say yes to that because or no to that because the question is invalid anyway.
You actually said it was not that cousin just now.
Yeah, of that which well, I went look. To the prom with her,
I had
with
to
her
ask.
Friend.
He tossed right. it up. I had to ask.
So, Devin, you brought up what? Millersville and Bloomsburg.
I called Millersville Bloomsburg.
All right. So I have a cousin years ago, about 30 years ago. She's going to college. Where's she going? She's going to Millersville. Which two schools had she chosen between? Millersville and Bloomsburg. Millersville and Bloomsburg. Millersville and Bloomsburg. Decides on Millersville. Okay. All good. So the day it's for her to go and the week for her to go, she's totally insistent to drive herself. It doesn't want mom and dad driving. I got this.
Uh-oh.
I'm 18.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to college. She gets in line. at school.
I see where this is going.
She gives her name. Like, hi, I'm blank blank. I'm not going to say the name.
Oh, no.
I'm here to check in, to enroll. I'm in. I'm here. Wait, hold on. No, we don't have you on the list. Gives the name again. No, we don't have you on the list. She drove to the wrong school.
Wow. Okay, well, first of all.
Is that amazing?
So that's amazing, crazy, Joe. That my mix-up is not that far off. Like, they're not similar names, but they're similar, like, vibes, I guess. I don't know. But also, did she end up going to Millersville? Because I feel like that's a Freudian slip of a mistake.
She had to drive to the other school.
Okay. And how far apart are they?
Could you imagine what the people in that line are thinking?
Well,
thank God
you got to re-examine.
How much does your stomach drop when you they're like, you know, you're like, wait, did I not get into college? Must have been just horrible across the board.
But what's the deeper meaning here? Like, did she really want to go to the place that she actually drove to? Did she have to, like, analyze this?
I think it just didn't reflect well upon her.
And now, by the way, like, you're 2.5 hours away.
She made a mistake. Mistakes happen.
Well, they're 2 hours away from each other.
She drove to the wrong school.
Now, is this back in, pre-GPS days?
Yeah, that's what
I figured. Wow.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That is.
That's really incredible. That's really great.
Messed up, man.
Can you imagine when she leaves the line with the people?
So embarrassed.
And the other people in line must have said.
Did she follow through with the college thing? Like,
she's great. She's
so she liked her college experience.
It's all good. Anyway, good. Poking some fun. Maybe she's listening.
That is a crazy story.
All right. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the guided door and window to the weekend. It is brought to us by, of course, the aforementioned guided door and window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down. And up to 6 years to pay off interest free. Call guided door and window. Call them today. 1-877-GO-GUIDA. You can also visit GOGUIDA.com. All right. So what we got this weekend? Well, it's the incorporation, obviously, of three of our local teams all playing at the same time. So Phillies, obviously, top of mind, I think, for most with games 2 and 3 of the season. You got to wait till tomorrow and Sunday. Flyers, new coach. Trivia question. Let's see who can get it. This coach, the most nondescript Flyers coach since a dude from about 3 or 4 years ago finished out a year. Who remembers the name of the coach before Tortorella?
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. No. I actually thought you said it right. You said Mike Yo.
Isn't it Mike Yo? Yeah,
Mike Yo.
That's what I thought.
James, what percentage of people remember Mike Yo?
0.01%. Yeah.
And I think he was the coach for like 3 or 4 months. Mike Yo was their coach. Anyway, new dude now. We'll see how he does. Sixers, 9 games to go. Here's what you need to know about the Sixers from a positioning standpoint. We know they need to finish in the top 6 in the lottery in order to keep their pick. They are currently tied with the Nets for the 5-6 spot. They're a couple games up on 7, so they're in a pretty good spot to be 6 or 5. Here's what I'll say. You'd really rather be 5 than 6 entering the lottery, because if one team jumps you and you're 6, you're out. You go to 7, you lose the pick. It's going to be hard for 2 teams to jump the Sixers if they're 5. So 9 games to go, tied with the Nets. Just be aware of that. We'll see how it goes. And then obviously the NCAA tournament as it goes from what is currently 12 teams down to 4 teams by the end of the weekend. To the phones we go. Let's go to Joe in Yeadon. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, people. How you doing?
Doing great, Joe.
Well, I'm glad you are. I'm in line right now in Southwest Philly attempting to get that new license, a new seal. It's wonderful.
You know, I got to get that, man. This real ID thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, apparently you got to get it by what, May, I think?
But, Joe, you have a passport, so you're like fine to travel places. Yes.
Oh, I was told you're not.
Really?
If you have a passport, you can.
Passport, yeah. Okay,
I don't know the rules. I haven't looked into it. I just heard someone say recently you got to get this thing. I don't know.
That's true. I would travel often, so we needed it.
Do I need the real ID to travel?
And how do you know if you have it or not already? Like, do you have to go get it, or are some given out as real IDs depending on when you got them, you know?
I think we
don't have them. I think we would know if we had
it. Yeah, you don't have it, James. You have to go get it.
We don't have it.
Well, I think it's by
But I'm not getting it because I have a passport.
Well, I don't know the rules. I'm just saying if you plan on traveling, you might want to at least make sure you're good.
I'm looking up. It says till May 7, 2025.
Yeah, no, it's coming up.
After that, you'll need it. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So get ready, John.
Oh, no, no. Pennsylvanians will be, if it's approved by TSA, such as a passport, that's okay.
Does it matter, though, domestic or international? Like, I don't know any of these rules.
Like, was the point, so if we're traveling domestically, we'd have to bring our passport? Is that the point? Like, because this is confusing.
It's very confusing.
That's weird.
Especially when it's five people that don't actually
know the
answer.
You would think, you know, that for something that could be super important for everyone, they would, you know, I don't know, do a better job of informing all of us.
Yeah. Oh, you would think.
I agree with that. All right, Joe, what do you got on the Phils?
Okay, Phils, 19 strikeouts. 19 yep. freaking strikeouts, okay? I just, where people were dressing warm out in the outfield to make sure that breeze will come that way so they won't really get cold, that's a joke. Now, despite that, they won. I get that. And I still believe in speed in the top of the lineup. I also believe in pitching, and defense wins your games. So it's only the first game. I get that. And I just hope, you know, going forward, things get better. And the quick thing about the NBA, it's a joke.
Yeah.
It's a joke. The four teams and that whole crew, the players choose they want to do and doing this and doing that, drafting so and so and so on. It drives you nuts. And quick story, back in 25 years ago, in 2000, my wife and I, our girls, went down to Orlando to see Disney World. Now, I'm out in the parking lot, you know, out there shopping, and what it was, the guy on Miami who choked the coach, the head coach, I can't remember the guy.
Sprewell?
Charles Sprewell.
Sprewell, right. Well, he they gave him a contract offer, $18 million a year then. He says, quote, unquote, my wife and I, my kids can't afford that. We can't afford $18 million a year. Yep. Are you freaking kidding me? So that kind of like, after that, it kind of like I got very sick and tired of the NBA.
I was a Sprewell fan, by the way, man. That guy was fierce. But yeah. Obviously choking.
A little too fierce in that situation.
A little too fierce.
I can't afford to feed my family on $18 million a year. I remember that line.
All right, Joe, I need an answer from you for a great movie duo.
Okay, I'm showing my age. The Grumpy Old Men with Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon.
Sure.
Yeah, if you were really showing your age, you'd say Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. I mean,
oh, what a good answer that
How
would
are
have
we
been.
3 hours and 49 and 46 minutes and no one said? But anyway.
I've never seen that.
Really?
I did, but years ago.
It's really good.
I've never
seen it. You should see it. It's a great movie.
And I like that brunette. What's her name? Because she was the same gal, I think, that was in The Graduate, wasn't she?
Oh, Anne Bancroft?
No, not her. The other one. The daughter.
Wow,
relax
you got
there,
you got
James,
upset
you got
there.
Really
no,
wow. No, not her.
Read my mind, James.
Yeah.
The daughter.
The less famous one from The Graduate.
Yeah,
which
but Bancroft's daughter, that's who he ends up with.
What?
I'm just talking about the more famous person.
Bad job, James.
My bad.
All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
I should watch that movie.
Which one?
Butch Cassidy Absolutely. And the Sundance Kid.
Oh, yeah, it's
That's
a great movie.
Really an oversight
on my part.
It's a
classic, man.
Man.
Hey, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I mean, Joe, you're ridiculous. The Time's Yours question was written fine. You didn't, in the moment, know the definition of tenure. We all understood the question. I think there's maybe some cognitive limitation. Time is not yours, and I don't care that you won.
Wow. That's awesome. That's so is that the goal. Problem? You didn't know what tenure meant?
Well, I don't think that was the problem. And by the way, if you're really on top of your game with that call, you would have recognized it wasn't a Time's Yours segment. It was Beat the Hammer. But your point is still taken. Okay.
The 2025 Philadelphia Phillies are averaging 7 runs a game. This team is primed to go on a World Series
run. I like that spin right there, you know?
That's pretty funny.
They needed 10 innings. We didn't mention that, but
I like it a lot.
Well, I was wrong. I am still down on this team. It's going to take quite a while before I come around. But they definitely came alive in the top of the 10th, and a win is a win is a win. Good start to see.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking over this list for great movie duo. I don't know how we choose one because they're all outstanding. Keep rolling.
I'm glad it happened, but I am firing the Washington Nationals manager. You cannot take that guy out. He could have pitched till Tuesday, and the Phillies wouldn't have got anything off.
Yeah,
you got to watch out for his arm. Though.
You know what?
It's opening day.
Or you give him the 7th inning to get past Bryce Harper and then take him out. I thought it was a blunder, man. And
thank goodness.
It cost his team the game. In my opinion, it cost. Now, listen, maybe it saves that guy's career, but you know what? probably doesn't.
Rather win a game, 1 out of 162 for
I'd rather
career,
take my chances in the guy's career.
James,
you are so soft. Man. You are so soft.
1 of 162
You are so
This guy's got to pitch all year, Joe.
Yeah, all right. All right. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts.
And Nolan Ryan knows I'm right.
The guy who had the dog, the dog ran for him.
That's true.
The dog ran for him.
That is
at
right.
Philly.
I don't think you're allowed to call anyone soft.
Well, you know, I got an underbelly myself. I got an outer belly. All right, let's get right to turn and two. We're looking for the best answer for a great movie duo. We haven't gotten many from a romantic standpoint. We've gotten more friends. Sometimes people working together for a situation. All right, give us a great answer for a movie duo. We're turning two. We're moving fast. Christian in Haddon Heights. Christian, who do you got?
They rescued a princess, saved the galaxy, and gave birth to the highest grossing film series of all time. Luke Skywalker and Han Solo.
Luke and Han's
the
pretty good
wrong,
one.
No.
But it's not the right.
It's not even the right Han answer.
I don't know that they're
Han and Chewie
is the answer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But to be fair, Luke
actually, the droids are
better anyway,
still, Han and Chewie is a better answer than Han and Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would also say Luke and Obi-Wan maybe even a better answer for the first one.
I think I would agree with that.
You know. Yeah. All right, we're moving fast. Will in Northeast Philly. Will, give me a duo.
How about Martin Lawrence and Will?
Yeah, I think Luke and Leia might be a better duo for Luke, too.
Ooh, I love that one.
All right, so his phone cut off, but we know he's talking Bad Boys. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer. We got the Bad Boys duo. We got Goose and Maverick. We got the Blues Brothers. Doc and Marty, obviously, from Back to the Future.
Standout.
Yep. We got Shrek and Donkey. R2-D2 and C-3PO.
I love that one, the droids.
Woody and Buzz. Thelma and Louise.
That's really good, but I haven't seen it.
Rhea, what are you thinking?
That's really good, but
poll?
I haven't seen it.
I like Buzz and Woody.
Could be a poll, James.
I mean,
Maverick.
That
could be a good poll.
I would have
voted for Akeem and Semi, so we're all over the place.
Yeah, maybe a poll. I mean, we got 10 or 12 big answers
here. Let's do a poll on Monday.
All right, we'll deal with this on Monday. That's the ultimate tease. Everyone that called in, you're going to have to wait to Monday to find out if you win or not.
I love it.
We'll put it to a poll on Monday. Hey, everyone, have a spectacular weekend. Enjoy, obviously, the college basketball. Enjoy the Phils. I think you will. Better chance at a sweep than winning one of three. Matter of fact, I'm calling for the sweep.
Oh.
I'm calling for wearing that uniform on Monday with a 3-0 record. 68% of people said I should. 68% of people are very smart. Although James told me earlier this week they're doing it to discredit me because they think I'll look like a boob. And maybe that's true. But I'll lean in anyway. Hey, everyone, have a great rest of the day. Thanks to everyone at Borgata, the wonderful hospitality.